Breathe in, breathe out. You take between 17,000 and 29,000 breaths a day. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to go to school for it. Yet, this organic function that is every living creature's birthright has become a confusing issue for many people. Yoga t-shirts tell us to breathe, as if perhaps a command like that might help. Some teachers talk about, quote, belly breathing as the way to health, even though your lungs are not in your belly. Others call it diaphragmatic breathing. We're often told to take a deep breath when we need to relax. But another school of thought suggests the exact opposite, that you should instead breathe lightly and slowly. Is there such a thing as the correct way to breathe? How do you choose? And do you have to choose? Actually, you must be doing something right because you're alive and listening to this audio recording. Somehow, you've managed to keep your lungs pumping. However, life and its challenges can often interfere with this organic movement. You may have experienced difficulty with breathing at times, or even chronically. Or perhaps you catch yourself holding your breath for no apparent reason, while shaving, pouring a pot of hot soup, waiting for a page to load on your screen. You may have noticed tension in your ribs and shoulders. This can impact your breathing. And sometimes, breathing patterns reinforce physical tension. While each of us has managed to survive with the breathing patterns we have evolved over our lives, the ability to get the most of this nourishing act sometimes needs a little clarification. I did say nourishing. After all, you can live months without food, days without water. But cut off your air and you are dead in minutes. This amazing food is free for the taking, and yet many of us starve ourselves of precious air because certain injuries, illnesses, and habits have inhibited our ability to enjoy this feast that infuses us with vitality. The lessons in this recording were developed by Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais, a scientist and martial artist. They have been effective for thousands of people all over the world. Dr. Feldenkrais often said that there really is no proper way to breathe. You breathe differently when you are lounging at the beach than when you are running a marathon. Your breath spontaneously changes when you suddenly see the love of your life, and changes again if you see him flirting with someone else. Isn't it amazing that we understand so little about something we do thousands of times a day? Science has yet to uncover the myriad interactions that take place with each inhale and exhale. But you don't have to know science to improve many aspects of your life simply by having a clearer relationship with how you breathe. You can reduce stress and increase your energy. Developing awareness of your breathing can help you sleep better at night, improve your digestion, and aid your communication skills. This audio program will explore many different ways you can improve your understanding of your breath. This program offers two ways of learning: short talks and suggested activities, followed by a related awareness through movement lesson. The movement lessons are marked lesson in the table of contents. The other tracks offer information, research, and some explorations to deepen your understanding. While you can listen to this program any way you choose, I recommend you begin at the beginning. Don't do more than one or two lessons a day, especially in the beginning. You want to absorb and integrate the learning. Most of these lessons are done lying down. A comfortable mat on the floor is best. However, if you have difficulty lying on the floor, you can do these lessons lying in bed. You can even adapt most of the sequences to sitting in a chair. The seated portions on the recording can be done in a chair or on the floor. Awareness through movement lessons include many rests to allow your nervous system enough time to integrate what you've done. I have paced this recording with rests. But keep your remote nearby. That way, if you ever feel you need more time to rest, you can just hit pause. People often worry that they're doing an exercise wrong. But if you are paying attention to what you do and how you feel, then you are learning. So there's no wrong or right. Just do the exercises according to your interest and ability. Some of the ideas and movements in this program are very unusual. You will find yourself breathing and moving in new ways. Allow yourself the time to enjoy the novelty of exploring yourself via this unique method. The more you are able to quietly listen to how your breath and body work together, the more you will benefit.